Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
11 minutes past 2 o'clock, it's the third and final hour. My name is Lukom Kwedi Puti on Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. And right now, into the third hour, of course, it's time for us to zoom in a little bit deeper into your finances and my finances, of course. It's Financial yes. Conversations with Blessing Dabula. Blessing, good afternoon. Welcome in.
Looks, I always enjoy spending time with you and our listeners every Wednesday between 10 past and half past 2. Good afternoon.
Totally off topic, guys. I've got to ask this. How are you coping, my girl? So Blessing and I have started a challenge, and it's just the two of us, where we are eating clean, and it is dealing with me. I don't know about her. It's day three. It's dealing with me. But listen, even if you fall, my girl, you rise again. Fall and rise again.
I didn't wanna say, but we are children of God. I fell today. So let's confess.
And I'm starting this conversation, Blessing, because it has a lot to do with discipline. You know, eating clean it takes a lot of discipline. It's difficult.
I know.
And I'm drawing this analogy because even dealing with our finances will take discipline, definitely.
They require discipline.
Discipline. We're going to miss it every now and again.
Into our bodies is the same discipline, and even more with our finances.
Yeah.
Because kind of results that we want to have by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And getting into it, looks, I know there are people who are getting ready to buy a car for December.
I don't understand that notion, by the way, but it's fine. Go ahead. Buying cars for December. So, how?
No, not for December, but obviously a person may just want to reward themselves for the hard work, you know, during there, or maybe somebody has been planning, because has been listening to Blessing every Wednesday,
okay,
and has been planning that I actually want to stop using taxis, using buses. I want to have a car, and I want to show you how you can make a good purchase and make a good investment.
Okay.
Obviously, when it comes to accounting, buying a car is not really an investment, but that's on the accounting side. But you can make a good purchase and therefore make a good investment.
It's true.
For yourself, or for your family.
And the truth, Blessing, is that it might not be seen on the books as an investment or as an asset, but the truth of the matter is, some of us needed to even go to these jobs in order for us to secure certain bigger assets. So if you think about it, it becomes an asset.
It becomes an asset. And there are people who, there are jobs that you really can't get it except you have a car.
Yeah, true.
So if there's a mommy there who has a child who's looking for a graduate, who's looking for employment, and it's one of the requirements, and you're planning to buy your daughter or your son a car, please listen carefully.
Okay.
Because a lot of people make the mistakes that I'll share, and that I'm trying to now make sure that you don't make those mistakes. People get excited, you know, that, oh, I'm buying my first car. Oh, I'm buying my third car. Doesn't matter if it's the fifth or the sixth car, but you're excited at making that purchase. And maybe for the five cars that you've bought, you've made the same mistake. This time around, let's get it right.
All right.
Step one, know your needs and your budget. First things first, know what you need. Are you buying for family use? Are you buying the car for the business or just for personal comfort? Or it may not even personal comfort. You just from point A to point B. You stay far from work. You really struggle with public transport to getting to work. And therefore, you feel like it's at a point whereby you might even lose your job. And therefore, you need to make the purchase of that car. Just make sure you do it right. So you need to find your need and understand your need. Why do you need the car? And therefore, you know, Blessing, budget, budget, budget.
Yep.
Budget means plan it. There are people who have bought Mercedes Benz that because the person has just been seeing a Mercedes Benz on the road and liking it, or seeing your neighbor, the neighbor has got owns a Mercedes Benz, and you like it, and you feel like you also want to have it, and you want to show that you can also have it, but you can't afford it. And by affording, I mean like in terms of like the installment, the maintenance of a Mercedes Benz. From your income right now, can you afford to maintain and keep up with the needs of owning a Mercedes Benz? That is what I mean. So your lifestyle will definitely determine the kind of car that you should get. And once you know that, set a realistic budget. Like I've just mentioned now, with you don't necessarily have to, setting a realistic budget doesn't mean that you go and look just because you like a Mercedes Benz and therefore you're going to go and get it. Realistically, if you know that you can still pay the 10,000 rands installment, the 4,000 rands full tank petrol or even more for a Mercedes Benz and everything else that it requires, and you still are able to do everything at home and still live comfortably, well, you are in the league. You can definitely go and get a Mercedes Benz.
You are in the league. I love that one. Flow with the boys.
Can flow with the boys and flaunt it because you know you can afford it. But for you to go and buy a Mercedes Benz or a car that you know you cannot afford, and after you are unable to buy food in the house, first of all, like they are, especially like there in Alexandra in Johannesburg, there are men, they stay in a shack, but they own a Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
They own a BMW. They don't even have a place to park the car.
Sure.
They park at a friend's place and they have to walk a distance to
their
get to
airport.
The mkuku. Yeah, the mkuku where they sleep.
Sure.
But when you meet the person in Sandton, he's driving that, it's just to boost the ego. But you can't afford that particular car.
And there's a misconception, Blessing, that if you're approved for finance, you can afford. No, Mdase, get out of that box.
Get out of that.
You can afford the installment, not anything else.
Yes. So you also need to think about the purchase price, the factor in fuel consumption. People don't think about the fuel consumption of a particular car before they buy because they don't plan.
Yeah, sure.
Just because you like a certain brand, you like a certain car, you don't know if you're going to be able to afford to drive that particular car. Insurance. Go through the different insurance companies and understand, you know, like you are purchasing an asset here. You're making an investment for yourself. This is money that you're going to spend for the next 5 or 6 years. You are going to be paying this on a monthly basis. So which insurance are you going to get? A maintenance cost, the registration, you need to plan.
Yep.
How much are you willing to pay on a monthly basis based on your budget? Are you going to put in a deposit? You need to plan the deposit. And I would suggest go for the deposit because it reduces your installment on a monthly basis if you're going to get...
And your capital debt.
Yes. If you already have a car, are you going to trade in the one that you already have? How many years are you planning to pay the car for? What about the balloon payment? Are you going to take the car with the balloon payment or not?
Lalela, I mean, I'm just going to say stay away from balloon payments. Yo.
Where is it? You see, people who don't plan, they will go for the balloon payment.
Well, yes, the thing is, when a blessing, when you take the debt, you're on cloud 12, cloud 9, cloud whatever.
Yes.
And you forget, for some reason, you forget the balloon payment Gwale, 2 years before you are done paying for this, or a year before, then suddenly you remember you've got balloon payment. And when you think about it, the value of the car is even depreciated.
I had a friend whose car got into an accident just at the time whereby she was supposed to start paying for the balloon payment. And the car was a write-off, and she was now left paying the balloon payment with a car that's non-existent.
And the insurance?
The insurance, I don't know what issues she had like with the insurance, but the insurance could not cover. And therefore she found herself. So these are plans. These are things that you need to think about. Mm. Check your financing options. Are you going to pay to buy this car cash? If you've got the money to pay it cash, still fine. You still need to plan properly.
Yeah.
Are you going to take a loan? Understand your financial situation. Compare interest rates from the different banks. Don't just get excited when FNB says they're offering you the financing of the vehicle. Check with other banks. What are the interest rates? What are the options?
Yeah.
Like if you've now decided on which brand you're going to go for, which type of car you're going to go for, your financing, go and study from the different banks. Mm.
I think also that's another thing people generally don't know, Blessing, that they can approach their banks for the cars they're going to buy, because dealerships will make you believe that they have to help you apply for it.
Yes.
Meanwhile, sometimes it's just a way of them getting you on higher interest, getting more
and
money.
Also, like
you.
Maybe sometimes they will just come back and tell you that, oh, FNB has actually approved. And you could have gone to Absa, you could have gone to Standard Bank, you could have gone to all the other banks and got a better deal than the one that you got with FNB.
Yeah.
So you need to do a proper planning and a proper research. Do your research, that's the third step. Do your research. Research everything. Research is everything, because it gives you perspective and understanding. Mm. So it's important to research about the product that you want to buy.
Yep.
Research about the brand that you are interested in. What happens if the car gets broken? Do they have all their parts here in the country, or would they have to import their parts from another country whilst you are stranded without a car?
That's another one with our fancy new cars. That's a fear. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, some brands, they literally have been manufactured in Europe, in Germany, or
China,
well-developed country in China, and therefore your car breaks down, and they tell you that, oh, we have to import this part. We don't have it in South Africa.
Mm, mm.
And at that time, you are sitting without a car
for months,
for like a week or 2 months.
Sure.
That's an inconvenience on your part, because then not to have a car when your car breaks down, that you're not going to have a car for a month or two. What about the reviews from the customers about the brand? You need to go and read reviews.
Mm.
Compare brands, and also don't depend on your own decision. There's a friend of mine in Joburg who, she wanted to change a car. She was driving a Toyota Yaris and she wanted to buy a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
And she says, she took her husband, you know, when she was still shopping for the car. And she says the husband was so critical about everything that she...
That's who she needed.
But then I told her, I said, you needed that eye, because for you, you were so biased to the things that you like about the car. Mm. You needed that person who's going to come with a second eye and with a critical car, with a critical eye.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a critical perspective about the brand. You're not just going to enter into a deal without understanding the pros and cons about that particular car.
I want to add, I want to add, be critical about the dealership as well. I don't know if you saw Once More Six's story, because a car and a brand can be reputable only to find out the ones you're buying it from are hiding certain things that you're yes. not aware of.
You're not aware, or you're not privy to information that you're not privy to. Very, very critical. And if you are buying a used car, look up the car's history, the mileage, accident reports, maintenance records. This knowledge will give you power to negotiate better.
Mm.
What about we've spoken about the fuel consumption of the car. What about their service plans? Do they give you a courtesy car during service maintenance or what? Or do you find yourself going to take your car for service and therefore that day you can't go to work? Because your car has gone in for service.
Do you remember our parents back in the day, they would sit at that dealership the whole day. They'd go to East London. Tinaga guys would come from the Lallys. They'd go to East London the whole day to service
the car.
Yep.
You get it?
Mm?
And that's planning. Then the fourth step, inspect and test drive. Don't skip the test driving part. Because that test drive, I know people just get excited about driving the new car. But it makes you feel how the car drives, listen to unusual sounds, and test all the features, the likes, the lights, the brakes, air conditioning. Is it a used car? Take a mechanic with you for an inspection.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very vital. People don't look for these things. And then negotiate and close the deal. It doesn't mean you should not negotiate the price still. I mean, even the salespeople, they expect it. But if you don't negotiate on the given price, because if you're going to do all the research and test drive the car and feel certain things about the car, you have the right to raise it up and then bring down the price.
That's something I never knew. That one in particular, the negotiating, all the other ones, okay, I got that.
No,
but the negotiating, I only realized it later that it doesn't mean because a dealership has got a certain price, even, you need to take it.
If you're going to buy a bed, for me, I will not go out with that same price that I found the bed.
Yo, blessing. Blessing, negotiator. Oh,
I will not come out with that same price. I can even go out, leave if they're refusing to bring it down.
Go somewhere else.
And I'll tell them I'm going somewhere. And then once I get it somewhere, I'll come back and say, I found it at this price.
And there are places that are willing to negotiate. Chances are the next place you get to, it'll be even more expensive than the one you went to. Then you negotiate them using the price of the previous place and they take their price down.
Exactly. I learned this from my aunt. My aunt is a shopaholic. I would go with her and she just buying like an appliance, like a kettle. My aunt will negotiate. And if the salesperson is refusing, my aunt will leave. We go to another shop.
I need training there.
And then she buys it and comes back and says, look, and shows the other salesman and says, I got it at this price.
She's making
that salesman to know next time when she comes, it's possible that you can lose a customer.
True.
And they don't want to lose customers. They don't want to lose you.
I'll tell you, I'm very bad at that. And I've learned price beating is a thing. It's not because you're a cheapskate. I just get very embarrassed when I have to negotiate. Nkalale, and I let it go.
Yes. And if the deal doesn't feel right, because sometimes, you know, like your instincts can tell you, you've picked up all these things and you're not getting any clarity from the salesperson, get out of that deal. Because it will catch up with you later.
True.
So don't sign, don't close that deal if you have your instincts, and not only instincts, there's the Holy Spirit. And on top of the Holy Spirit, there's also, no, not on top of the Holy Spirit, there's also your, the information that you've picked whilst you were doing your research and.
True.
Then don't, just because the salesman is being nice and all of that and pushy, because they can be very pushy.
Very. Very.
Don't close that.
And just, guys, remember, there's a lot. There's a lot of dealerships, guys. There's a lot. You might, Mina, I adopted this thing. I'm gonna lose this one that I seem to like now, but who knows if I won't see one I like more than this one in the next couple of months, days,
something
weeks.
Better, and you don't really. It's not about buying the car in December. I'm just thinking that I know that there are people who really have worked hard in their finances this year. And they've made up their mind that they're going to give themselves, like, with the car. And you don't want to regret it 3 months later. Like, you bought a car, you were praying about it, and you felt like God had answered the prayer. And then 3 months later, you feel like you've made the biggest mistake. No.
True.
You're making the right choices right now, and you're going to get that car in December, or you're going to buy your daughter or your son, if your son is starting in a new job that requires a car at the beginning of the year, you're going to make the right choice and the right purchase, which is a good investment. And that is what I have for today. How are you, Mpoza, there?
It's not Mpoza, it's Ntanda right behind me. It's Ntanda, you know? Yeah. Now, listen, thank you so much, Blessing, because these are things that people hardly look at. And like you're saying, people will think it's a myth. But people buy a lot of cars. Stats show that the purchase of vehicles is higher in December. Whether it's because there's a December fever frenzy, some people are going home out of the provinces they work at, and obviously you want to have something.
They want to show off. Like, I know also that feeling of you going to the village where you grew up in, and you want to come back driving a beautiful car. Make sure you afford it, Bandla.
And realistically speaking, Blessing, people work very hard. Does it really hurt for them to get themselves a car after a long, hard year to close off the year in that fashion? But most importantly, like you say, make sure that you're prepared. Make sure that you can afford it. Make sure you can breathe after purchasing that car.
After purchase, we don't want to find that there's no longer food at your house.
Yeah, because guys, repossession is a real thing.
I mean motorists in the freeway, they respect you because of the kind of car that you drive. I mean, when you show up, you know, like some BMWs, when they show up, they're intimidating, right? They intimidate you that get out of the way.
Yet you sleep on a camp chair in mid-rent. I'm joking.
Yet you sleep on the... No. Tell the truth. It happens.
It happens.
You sleep on a camp chair, or not even on the camp chair, when it's cold, like you sleep there, or you go around sleeping at people's places because you don't have a bed, but you are paying 15,000 on a monthly basis. If I catch you doing that.
Blessing, thank you so much. Another one I want to reintroduce to you guys that you may want to consider as well. Once you've purchased that vehicle, say you purchased it last year, another year, and now you are suddenly not coping, remember, the National Credit Act does allow for your debt to be reviewed. In other words, your installments can be lowered at a later stage, like Mr. Siyakamela would always say. So you've gotten into it, like Blessing says, you thought you could afford it and you realize you can't. I want to throw in that reminder that you can always contact that financier and tell them, listen, when I purchased it, I was under this impression. As you approved me, I could afford it. But right now, and copy.
I can't.
Yeah. Mm. Don't get your car repossessed overnight.
It's good to be honest to yourself, to yourself, and to ease the situation.
Yeah.
Just be honest. And I like it when once a person comes to that realization that I can't cope with this, even with children who are in schools that are very expensive, mama, get those kids out of the school. to a school that, well, we're not talking about schools today. We're talking about buying cars that we can afford.
But you but get it. Learn to adjust and don't be afraid to downgrade.
Don't be afraid and have those conversations with your children. If your children love you, they will understand, as traumatic as it will be to them, but they would understand that it's for their own betterment by making that decision. I love you, Luke.
Blessing. Thank you so much. Have a lovely one. Love you too, my dearie. Have a great week ahead.
Continue using that witch and shedding those fat away.
By the way, speaking of that, Bongani says, clean eating. Kosiam, we have bad eating habits whose roots run deep. And he says, may the Holy Spirit sift our meals and trap the fat meant to do bodily harm to us.
Got this.
After all, no weapon formed against us, right? Bongani, the author in Kempton Park. Thank you, Bongani, for
got
that.
This. Definitely. We'll give the results in December.
Blessing. God bless. Until next week.
Alrighty. Bye.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Spreading God's Word. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.